Tongues and Tones, the podcast where we dissect the languages we speak. I'm Jeannie Fong, and today we're discussing good mornings. So, good morning. Doesn't really need an introduction, does it?
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It is probably the most common greeting that people use. Well, these phrases, good morning, good night, good evening, goodbye, etymologists generally agree that they are derived from the word God. Goodbye, specifically, is a shorthand of the phrase God be with you, and according to the Oxford English Dictionary, good morning and good night are from the phrase may God give you a good morning or good night. So, this makes sense for Romance and Germanic languages, which have a strong Catholic background, to have these phrases. But what about other language families that do not have such a background?
I've never learned how to say good morning in Teochew.
This is Lily Voong, a Dutch-Chinese from the Netherlands who is a native speaker of Teochew. Teochew is a southern Chinese dialect.
What my family does is they always use the Cantonese word, Joseon, but I don't think we have a word for good morning in Teochew.
Teochew comes from the Chaoshan region, which is located within the Guangdong province. The Guangdong province is where the Cantonese dialect comes from, and it's actually where it gets its name from. So why does Cantonese have a word for good morning, but Teochew does not? Why can't we translate the phrase over? Turns out, translations are not so simple.
My mother, who is Teochew Chinese, and when she was trying to learn to speak Cantonese, she tried to translate Teochew words in something that sounded like Cantonese. So, for example, she wanted to say kiam siap, and kiam siap means that someone is really stingy with money, and she translated it into ham sap, which is perfect.
But I guess that doesn't really answer the question of why good morning exists in Cantonese, but not in neighboring dialects, huh?
Yeah, if I Google it, then the only thing that I have in Teochew is cha. But cha is early. Never heard anyone using that. But every language uses a lot of different words to express themselves. And if it has never been that important in the Teochew environment or Chaoshan region, then it might never be developed.
I couldn't find any resources on the specific history of good mornings in the Chinese language, so I ended up asking ChatGPT about this. It said,
"This greeting is believed to have originated in China during the early 20th century, around the time when Western culture and customs began to influence Chinese society. The adoption of this greeting is likely due to its simplicity and the fact that it is easy for non-native speakers to learn and use."
However, I do also want to mention that the sources ChatGPT gave me for this were all broken links, so I can't speak on how accurate this really is. But what I can say is, according to a research article titled "China Expands Its Courtesy, Saying Hello to Strangers," this seems kind of probable. The article states that, until recently, the Chinese language had no uniform Western-style greeting, such as hello. Traditionally, people were greeted by their official ranks or title, like grandpa or auntie. However, since 1980, the Chinese Communist Party has promoted the use of five courteous phrases. These are Western-derived phrases that correspond roughly to the English words hello, please, sorry, thanks, and goodbye. These phrases originally developed from limited contact between Europeans and Chinese speakers in the treaty ports after 1842. Initially, they were only used in impersonal business exchanges among adults. The paper states that previously, under Confucianism, it was considered rude to use these courtesies with strangers or those of lesser status. Therefore, these phrases represent a shift away from the rigid social roles of both Confucianism and politically based revolutionary relationships. But are these phrases successful? Well,
I just say that I'm going. So, for example, if I would say goodbye to my grandma, I would say, "Mama, okay. Grandma, I'm going." And that's it. And then she would reply by saying yes. Aw.
Lily doesn't believe there's a way to say hello and goodbye in Chinese, at least not in the Western sense. She follows the traditional Chinese courtesy of saying hello through addressing people by their title and for byes.
I don't say much more than that. In a lot of scenarios, I'm one of the youngest people And then I will have to say goodbye to everyone. So it's shorter and faster to do it like that than making a whole goodbye dance around it.
Although hello and goodbye are two of the greetings promoted by the Five Courteous Phrase campaign, they're often substituted by some other native Chinese phrases.
When I was growing up here in the Netherlands, people would ask me, oh, can you say something in Chinese? And then I would ask them, okay, what do you want me to say? And then the most obvious thing that comes to everyone's mind is hello or good morning or something, anything like that. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to say that. But I never really realized that we didn't have like the exact translation of it. But now, thanks to your questions, I do.
So perhaps next time, when you're wishing your neighbor or friend good morning, see if there's other ways you can potentially greet each other. This has been Jeannie Fong, and thank you for listening to the first episode of Tongues and Tones.